BBC Radio Lancashire.
Evening all.
Evening.
How are you doing?
Fine, thanks.
Jolly good.
Thanks for asking, by
the way. Ian McGarry, non-league hour, welcome along. Our guest in the studio tonight is...
Stevie Wilkes.
Evening, Stevie.
Good evening, Gary.
How are you?
Not so bad, thank you.
Jolly good. Who do you manage again?
Runcorn.
That's right, not quite in our patch, are you?
Unfortunately not.
Just checking, before we allow you in, he's an old friend of the programme, son, but you are playing a Lancashire side tomorrow.
Yeah, we're up at Bake Up tomorrow. That should be nice and fun on the pitch, yeah.
Okay. Lots to come tonight. We're in the Vodcat League, of course, in the Premier Division. We'll hear from the Fleetwood boss tonight. And we'll take a trip to AFC Fylde too, we hope. Fleetwood against Nantwich tomorrow in the FA Cup fourth qualifying round. One step away from probably a bit of money. Some cracking fixtures to look ahead to, and the guys in the studio will be doing all that. It's coming up to 6 minutes past seven. Ian McGarry and Steve Wilkes back together again.
Yeah, it's like
old times.
Yeah, it is. I've had a bit of a love, but we'll have a proper love after, because we're a bit late getting in and got stuck in traffic. We'll
did
have a,
you?
We'll have a proper love after, yeah.
You should have been listening to our traffic reports. Then. So, how's it thing? How's it going?
It's going all right, Paul, thanks. Yeah, so far, I think we're about seventh in the league, still in the Vars, still in the Mid-Cheshire Cup, still in the Cheshire Cup, still in the League Cup.
You're still in everything.
Not in the FA Cup, we got knocked out. So. Well, we did win my first ever game in the FA Cup.
Well, you were never going to win it anyway, were you? So.
Yeah, we've always said that. It's just nice for the clubs to get a little bit of money. So. Yeah. Unfortunately, we've got
you had a good week?
Yes, I've had a nice week, yeah. I've worked hard, got wet.
Give me a pen.
Yeah.
Promotional pen. You can't say the company. That's advertising.
Oh, no.
But, yeah.
It says Ian McGarry.
Ian McGarry. Something.
Building contractors.
Oh, yeah.
01254672291.
That's the same number for the Batman.
Change then.
Never change. But anyway, thanks for the pen. I hope it works. We'll sort it out later.
£2 a piece, then.
Are they?
Yeah, to buy 1,000 of them to get them for £2 each. I haven't paid for them yet, mate.
You've been giving them away for a few years, I'll tell you. Right, let's get to some serious issues. Coming up later, we'll hear from Mickey Mellon shortly. Yeah, we've got Liam Watson as well, the Southport boss, coming on. And hopefully Mick Fuller will be joining us from AFC Fylde. So some big hitters tonight.
Well, yeah, they're all big hitters, aren't they? Mm. And we've got a big hitter sat alongside us
as well.
Absolutely. It's all relative, isn't it?
It's very relative.
It depends where you're hitting, whether you're a big hitter or not.
Now then, you mentioned pitch just a second ago, and it is that time of year, isn't it? We're on the clocks. Do we get an hour back? Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah,
weekend.
Yeah.
Dark all nights, wet and windy. It's like December now, isn't it? So we're going to get more rain, more wind and everything else. So it's down to how many fixtures you're going to cram in at the end of the season again, isn't it?
Well,
before we start.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's a lot of clubs only played 7, 8 and 9 games as we speak now.
Yes.
Yeah, so... Again, in the next 2 or 3 weeks, we've had the rain, we're going to get more rain, we've got a bit of snow and the frost. And as always, I've said, every year, year after year, we'll all be playing 3 games a week and 4 games a week come the end of the season, which has a bearing. If you're successful, Stevie, if you win all the games in the cups, you'll be playing that many games at the end of the season, you'll need a squad of 50.
I think you want to go look at Kirkham, or AFC Fylde, as you now call them. Last year they ended up playing 3 games a week, didn't they?
Yeah.
Monday, Thursday, Saturday, Tuesday.
Well, they seem to be doing all right. They're banging the goals in this season anyway.
But they had a squad of 50, didn't they?
Yeah. They Wilksy, serious question. You know the old bandwagon he goes on. And, some people really agree with him. He comes out with it every time when we talk about this. Summer football, would you do it?
No. I don't think so.
Reasons being?
I like my cricket. I'm only messing. I just think it's a winter sport. I think the pitches could go, and people might think I'm being strange when I say this, but too hard, if you know what I mean. It'd be like playing on concrete every week. I mean, you see him come at the end of April, full of sand and dust and...
That's because we've been playing on every week, though, Stevie, 2 or 3 times a week.
True.
Brazil don't play in snow and frost, and they don't come much harder than a frosty January night, do they, up at Baker?
Or October night. But no, I mean, I like me winter football, getting my thermals on in the dugout. I don't think you can beat it, it's quite good.
Okay. we know what he gets up to at mid-evening. Listen, I'm going to just run you through what's happening, results, fixture-wise, and then we'll get our first guest on, Mickey Mellon, in a second. FA Cup fourth qualifying round, that's for them tomorrow, against Nantwich. Cracking gates to getting on there, by the way, in the last few home games as well. Blue Square North, we'll hear from the Southport boss. They've got Redditch tomorrow. In the Unibond League, First Division North, we've got to watch how Ian tips Bamber Bridge tonight. I'm getting too many texts from people there telling them you're getting it wrong and they're losing. They've got Wakefield tomorrow. Chorley have got Mossley. FC Halifax opposition for Clitheroe away. Lancaster also away at Garforth. Rosendale on the road too at Harrogate Railway. Woodley Sports, the opposition for Skem on the road. In Vodcat League Premier Division, let's have a look at what we've got here. Ramsbottom away, they're at Alsager. Nelson away at Atherton Coles. Bakeup at home to Runcorn. And Glossop against Colne. Squires Getter got Congleton. AFC Fylde away at St Helens in Division 2, or First Division, should I say. Padiham away at Cheadle. Darwin at home to Norton United. Leek have got AFC Blackpool, of course, on the road. So those are the fixtures. We'll hear from Mickey Mellon shortly. Just talking about gates, I think it was 1,300 on the other Fleetwood. Saturday at Fleetwood.
Yeah, well,
that's as many as at Aki.
Yeah, well, they do get good gates. Yeah. You know, they're even years ago, as you know, I have family from over that way.
So has it got potential?
Absolutely.
They're banging money into these stands. And obviously...
look at this, 1,300.
Yeah.
You know,
and Staley Bridge as well. It wasn't, you know, not disrespect to Staley Bridge. It wasn't like a local derby or a big team,
But they've always had the potential there for big gates. Like I said, even 20 years ago, you know, they had big gates. I mean, they were in the Northern Premier, as it was, and then they came back down again. And they've, you know, we keep talking about it. They have to take two or three steps sometimes to take two forward. Or four forward, as I should say, is what they've done. And that's the way it is. They won't get good gates. You've got to remember, if you live in Fleetwood, there ain't a lot to do, is there? You know what I mean? There's no fishing boats now, is there? Like two or three.
No pier now.
No pier. Absolutely. But
there's that statue with Tony Greenwood, isn't there, where pier were and that, apart from that.
It's funny you should say that, because I work with
Tony Greenwood.
a big Fleetwood fan who follows him all over.
Is it Cod Army?
He was saying they should build a statue in Fleetwood with a greenie, so...
Excellent. Okay, well, but they're definitely pulling men on the football field. I'm sure there's plenty of nice things in Fleetwood as well. Ian McGarry, if you've been over there a few times.
Well, I said my parents lived there for 25 years,
absolutely,
so...
and I live just down the road, so I know you're fibbing. let's have a word with the man who's the manager of Fleetwood Town against Nantwich tomorrow, and that's Mickey Mellon. Good evening, Mickey.
I just get rid of...
Oh, he's not there. he's getting rid of someone. Mickey, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Come in, Mickey Mellon. Can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I've got you loud and clear, mate. We even heard you were getting rid of, don't worry.
It's my daughter.
We thought it was a player.
yes.
Listen, welcome along. You're in the other week with us, mainly talking about issues with the FA and everything, but on the football side of it, massive day for you tomorrow.
Oh, huge! As I've spoke to people today, it's our biggest game of the season tomorrow. I mean, I know people say cliches and everything like that, but it really is the biggest game of your season because it's the next one, and an opportunity for our players to play in front of a big crowd and to get a little bit of recognition for what they've been doing over the last few weeks and a little bit of attention from the media.
Well, you've had a bit of that, and I've just been talking about your crowds as well. I mean, fantastic crowds on.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest tribute that I could pay to the fans is that I'm not surprised. I knew that they had a big fan base. We've just got to make sure that we keep getting the product right on the pitch for more of the time, and we know that that they'll be with us, Gary.
Now, I know, I know your career, so there's some of these lads in the dressing room tomorrow. You've obviously got some great stories from your own experience in the FA Cup and what it means.
Well, guys, you know yourself, you've been in it long enough now, that the worst thing you can do is let a game or an occasion like tomorrow pass you by without taking part in it. And that's what I'll be stressing to them tomorrow. Don't miss the opportunity of taking part in such a big game. And if you give 100% and it doesn't work out, then there's nothing more you can do, but don't leave anything in the tank and make sure that you give it all, because you don't get many cracks at the FA Cup and occasions like tomorrow, guys, as you know that.
Well, I know, and I've talked to you, I've talked to other people who've, you know, retired from the game, and I put you in that category of, I'd have gone on forever. You know, you always want your opportunity, and you wanted to go for everything all the time, and I spoke to other players locally who are like that. And I'm sure, you know, if you're a young player, you're sat in the Fleetwood colours, and you think, do I fancy it today? You bet I do, mate, you know, if he's telling me things like that.
Exactly, I mean, I think I played probably about, off the top of my head, maybe about 18 years of FA Cup ties, and I think I had about maybe two or three successful ones. So you don't get many chances to be successful in it. If you're not successful, as you know, guys, you get knocked out. So you've got to make sure that you give it your all and realise that you don't get many chances like tomorrow.
I think Mr. McGarry will go along with those sentiments.
Hi, you tell you right now. Evening, Mickey.
Good evening, how are you, pal?
I'm okay, mate. Thanks very much, Ian. Thanks for asking. Mickey, last time I spoke to you, I mean, I think you were saying there were 22 good players at Fleetwood, you know, and have you got managed? Well, obviously, we've got them sorted out because we only lost a couple out of six. One of them were in that Setanta, is that right? Setanta Cup, is that how you pronounce
that's
it?
That's the one, yeah. You've lost one league game, haven't you, and one cup game?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're very unlucky, actually. I mean, we went down to 10 men after about half an hour. And we reorganised and we came out the second half, and I mean, Dave Bayliss and Darren Sheridan, who I know very well, even said that they ended up hanging on in the end, and we gave a very good account of ourselves in the night, but unfortunately giving a good account of yourself doesn't get you to the next round. But it was positive that we knew that we could mix it with a team who are comfortably riding in a division above.
And I think tomorrow, you know, I'm expecting, I don't want to put the mockers on you, I'm expecting to beat Nantwich tomorrow at your place. I would expect, you know, do you know much about them? Have you had them watched? Or?
Yeah, we've watched them twice now. We know that they comfortably beat Witten on Tuesday night, and they played very well. I mean, they'll come up here, they'll bring a massive support. They've done fantastically well, as we have, to get to this stage of the FA Cup, and it's going to be all about who performs on the day.
Mickey, is it right? Matty Kay is available? Blackpool have allowed him to play?
He's available. I spoke to Tomo today, and him and Simon have very kindly agreed to let him play for us. I mean, it's a great relationship for us at Fleetwood that we can draw upon, the lads at Blackpool and Burnley, and I mean, even Tranmere the other day were saying that we could draw on what they had there. So it's a fantastic pool and a fantastic bank for me to drop in if I ever need any of them.
Now then, when we spoke, when you just got the job on the night when I interviewed you on BBC Radio Lancashire, I think it was on a Thursday night we interviewed you when it happened, all a massive whirlwind and straight into a game the weekend, da-da-da-da. How much have you settled in, and how much of the squad settled in with you now?
Yeah, I think right away what I tried to do was make sure that as quickly as possible they knew what I required from them and what I think was required to play in a team for me. And to be fair to the players have responded fantastically well, guys. I mean, training's been up tempo, the lads have acquitted themselves well, and what most pleases me, guys, is that I mean, this might sound strange to a lot of people, but I'm getting lads knocking on my door wanting to play. I'm not getting lads who are just sitting there just glad that they're at Fleetwood, because at this minute in time it's a good club to be at, guys. I mean, we've got off the pitch everything's gone in the right direction. It's a fantastic place to be, but just as I said, I'm over the moon that players are giving me problems, are coming in, they're knocking on my door, continually knocking on my door, telling me that they want to play, and that's really what I want from my players.
I know you're happy with most things there. The pitch is a decent pitch as well, but and obviously the stand going up. What about the training ground? How far off are you now to getting down there?
We were supposed to go in this week, but I heard that the seawater flooded one of the floodlights, so that was welcome to Blackpool, but I think we will move on it comfortably on November. Hopefully without water winds.
Yeah. Good. Well, you know, I'm missing out on my training, Mickey. I mean, you know, you promised me, once you get down there, you said I could come down, and that's, what, 2 or 3 weeks out of my training schedule now?
Well, you know that we'll get you ship-shaped for Christmas, pal.
I know you can't do that.
As soon as the floodlights got, mate, you'll see them from your house.
So absolutely. they won't be as bright as in your house, though, will you? They're in the backyard.
Well, that's what I thought. I could do some of the training from upstairs.
a megaphone out of window. Yeah.
It's true, isn't it, Mickey? The training ground backs on almost to the back of your house, doesn't it?
To be fair, don't tell the chairman, I used to take my dog walking on it, so...
Mickey, you can keep your eye on Coronation Street and shout out megaphone to, you know, do a few runs and...
If the weather gets bad, I can shout to Steve McCall, and he should be up-tempo a little bit.
And if you've had enough, you can get in the old shovels as well. Listen, great to speak to you. Good luck to you and the lads tomorrow.
Thank you very much, mate. Always a pleasure, and all the best to your other North.
Same, likewise.
Absolutely. All the best, Mickey.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, all the best.
Thanks a lot. Mickey Mellon and a cracking crowd, we should think. Tomorrow. It's quite an astonishing story, I think. We've had some cracky stories around here, which we'll, you know, all about them. AFC Fylde, we've got, you know, Fleetwood there doing fantastic. Southport on a great run as well. You know, we've got two teams that we used to talk about on a Friday night at this time, playing football league, you know. It's an amazing area, this, isn't it?
Well, you know, the North West has always been a hotbed, really, and it's a lot of teams. I mean, ourselves, Radio Lancashire, how many teams did we cover, John? About 20, something like that.
It's around about 20.
There's a fair 20, few. 20. By the way, it's a good brew, that, John, by the way, I have to tell you. It is, and you look at...
Works on radio, that, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. You know what I mean, I tell you, encourage the young lad, Andy, it's his first day.
He's only been here a while, hasn't he? 20-odd years.
Liam Watson, obviously, he's been successful wherever he's been, Andy, and it's no surprise that they're now still top of the league, and favourites for promotion again. You know how rubbish I am at forecasting. I don't want to put the mockers on them, but...
We'll hear from Liam shortly as well, by the way. Yeah. But it is, I mean, Steve, I mean, Wilksey, boy, I mean, you've been in the game round here for many, many years. It's great, isn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, you've got midweek games, you've got four or five clubs you can go and watch. I mean, we were on my way to watch Colne and Bake Up on Wednesday when it was off, and... diverted down the motorway to watch Paddyham because there was a game on there.
Okay, listen, we can bring Liam on. He's busy tonight, so a quick 5 minutes from Liam Watson. Evening, Liam.
Evening.
How are you?
All right, lads?
Yeah, fine, mate. I know we're keeping you from something else, so apologies.
No, it's my pleasure.
He won't keep you long.
Evening, Liam.
Hi again. You
alright? Alright, mate. Yeah, Liam, just want to ask you, are things going as well as you expected? I know you don't want to shoot yourself in front to say you were expected to be top, but you've started off in a pretty furlough, haven't you?
Yeah, to be fair, I knew there was good players. Like, there was seven players at the club when I got there.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, most of them play week in, week out. So, you know, and then what we added to it, I knew we'd have a strong squad. I didn't think we'd be where we are at the moment. But it's really been built on the back of the back four.
I was just going to say that. You've only conceded, played 13, scored 24, and only conceded 7. And that really says it all, doesn't it?
Yeah, as I said, it was disappointing we gave two soft goals away on Tuesday night, but we probably never quite clicked up front, or like attacking-wise, for a while, but now we're home. I think our last year was in 3-0, 3-0, 5, so, yeah. You know, the goals are now starting to go in, but...
You must have been disappointed, Chews. I mean, you only scored 5, didn't you? That must have been a bit of a sickness for you, that, really.
It's the two you can see, isn't it?
Yeah, please, I don't know where you're coming from,
You don't mind conceding the goals. It's a good goal, but the two of them were sloppy.
Yeah, and you've got 15th place Redditch tomorrow?
Yeah, so we played them the other week down there, and won 2-0. Yeah. It's never an easy game against them. They're very physical.
Well, you'll be able to match that, won't you?
Yeah, well, as I said, that's probably what we are. We're probably more physical than probably any side.
That's fantastic. And, you know, if things keep going and you go up the division, who knows?
Yeah, we're getting to that funny quandary again. But that's the aim, isn't it? You know, Southport should be in the conference.
Yeah, it should be Football League, really, is what you're looking for, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's one step at a time. Yeah. As I said, this time, like, you know, I think my last season there, we stayed up as a part-time club, and then obviously everyone changed and wanted to go full-time, which obviously ruled me out. But
yeah.
I firmly believe you can compete at the conference with, you know, a mixture, and that includes me as well. Yeah. So.
Liam, we've just been speaking to Fleetwood boss Mickey Mellon, and you're saying about the success there, and we've always said about Southport, you know, on Blob, it's a fantastic club, could be great. What about your crowds? Are you getting the support you deserve?
No. I think we only got, I think we got the lowest crowd we've had for something like 15 years on Tuesday night. Oof. But to be perfectly honest, if you look at the climate, that it was horrific, the conditions.
Sure.
Then you got the Champions League on, and at the moment in time, a lot of people are struggling financially. So you can understand it, but you know, really, you know, from the players' point of view, they can't do any more. You know, they've been sort of like put together in, over the summer. They've got to know each other. They've tried to gel as quick as they can, and they're sitting on the top of the league. So, you know, they can't do any more, really, to get people through the door.
Let's bring Steve Wilkes in.
Hiya, Liam. How are you, pal?
Not bad, Wilksy.
Good, good, good. I'm just wondering if you need any players to get fit, you can send them my way.
You know what? Yeah,
as mercenary. I
said, you know the funny thing about it? We've only got a squad of 16.
See, I have no reserves, I just say so.
We've got no reserves, but obviously we're unfortunate is that, you know, obviously John Doolan and Pricey run it with me, and they can both play. But, you know, John's pulled his hamstring and Pricey's hardly played. So, you know, it's been a consistent 16. We've just brought Michael Barnes in. As I said last week.
I know, Michael, he played at Lancaster with my somewhere at Morecambe, so I know what he's capable. He's a very good player.
I just think he's lost his way a little bit, and obviously with us selling Craig Noon to Plymouth early on in the season, you know, we always had a gap for a left winger, and hopefully he can take. He started on Tuesday and done really well, so it's up to him to keep his shirt on.
It's a fair old achievement, that, Liam's. If you can get through the season with the same 16 players, it'd be a bit of a... bit of a record, I think, that, because obviously, you know, when the injuries bite, when the weather gets a bit colder, the old hamstrings start tugging, don't they, in the groins. And
well, you know the score, it's only when you're top and no one's injured. When you're near the bottom, everyone's knackered.
Yeah. But of course, like you were talking, Mick and Mel was saying that Fleetwood are banging on the door, wanting to get a game of this place. I mean, with 16, you haven't got too many problems with that. It's more or less the same.
The only problem we've got, and obviously it's a nice problem to what people say on the outside, is that we've got four of the best strikers in the league. Now, we only played two.
Yeah.
But, you know, the others are coming on, and I have changed it around all the time to try and get a football, but they're all scoring.
Wilkes will now ask you, do you need those four?
Yeah, I'm just about to say, if you need to get one of them four fit, rather than sit on the bench.
I'm doing nothing in midweek, mate.
Yeah, that's fine. You can come and sit next to me. You know where I am, Paul.
No worries.
Liam, fantastic. Let's keep it going. You're still there at Christmas and still there in April and May. And, you know, what can we say? We wanted to do well. And let's hope you get the crowds back. It's disappointing now, because I would have thought against Vauxhall, it's a bit of a local derby, I suppose, isn't it, really, you know?
Yeah, as I said, you'd have to look at the conditions.
Yeah,
it'd be like shocking.
Yeah.
So at one stage, you know, like, it was 4-1, and I was still thinking you're going to abandon it. So I was like...
Mickey? Liam?
Yeah.
Thanks very much
taking
the time out. All the best.
Take care, bud.
Cheers, Liam.
Thanks, mate.
Bye. All the best. Bye-bye. I wasn't going to say bye to him. You're doing taking over here, aren't you?
Well, no, I can see you were busy.
I've got 10 questions left there, and you just got rid of him.
But what can I... You know
what I'm saying? Wilksy, he's only been doing it 17 years.
I'm just trying to be helpful. I thought he were engrossed.
You stick a bit more roof felt over the back there.
Reading a novel. He's reading a novel, isn't he?
Yeah,
through the Kathleen Cookson.
Listen, more high-class entertainment next.
Tony Livesey, just 2 hours to save the world.
We fall in love, right, and you lose over £5. Maybe that's because you can't eat butterflies in the tummy. Lots of exercise. As Alec was intimating there.
I thought you were boxing then.
I was.
He may not save the world, but he'll save you from a dull start to your day. Tony Livesey, mornings from 7 on BBC Radio Lancashire.
With you back on Monday morning, 28 minutes past 7. Superstar Ian McGarry's with us right now, though. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And again, thanks for asking.
That's all right. I can ask you far too many times.
My wife appreciates that, because most people really don't give a toss away, I'm told.
Well, most people tell you to go somewhere.
Well, they do, don't they? You get used to it.
He gets used to the friendliness here on a Friday, and right. He loves it.
Because it's the only
night he gets.
It's the only friends I've got, actually. You and Wiltsy.
Here, two people to speak to.
It's
20 pence. Ring them all. It's Steve Wilkes in the studio. Ian McGarry, as if you needed an introduction, and Gary Hicks and I just pressed the buttons. We're with you. Let's have a look at some of the other games. So, what do we think about Southport Redditch, by the way?
I think Southport will win. Yeah, it'd be very... doesn't take rocket science to tip Southport to win at home against 15th-place Redditch. As Liam says, it'd be physical, but interesting to note that Southport can be a bit physical as well, so... Yeah, best of both worlds, hasn't he? But he's a bit of a psychologist as well, isn't he, Liam?
A what?
Psychologist, you know, he gets into your mind. He's glad he's not sat next to me, he'd have a field day, wouldn't he?
Well, getting in there or getting out.
Yeah. I think Southport win. It's a great club, and I'm so pleased they're doing well again.
Yeah, definitely.
It's probably the best club I ever
played. You played there
for.
As well, didn't you, Wiltsey? You did.
I did. The best 12 months of my football career.
Is there anywhere you haven't played?
Quite a few actually, but
you've played at Dorman Catholic Club, have you?
No. I've got a soft spot for Southport because when I was at Morecambe and had my car crash and broke my leg, the crowd had a collection for me and raised over £1,000 back in 1989 for me, which was fantastic.
It's tremendous, isn't it? Yeah, it's tremendous.
Things like that, you know, you never forget.
No, that's brilliant.
Superb.
Liam Watson's a top man and all, isn't he? To be fair.
Yeah.
You know, very successful.
Managed one corner as well.
Yeah. Always willing to talk to you and have the crack with you and...
But not loan players.
But won't get any strikers, no. There you go.
Right, let's have a look at Uni One League, First Division North. Let's have a look at some of these games then. Both of you can fire off as usual. Bamber Bridge first, they're at home to Wakefield.
Well, fourth in the table, Lentis Mendy were beaten 5-2 at home by Halifax, which I forecast. And at home to Wakefield, 10th. Very good defensively, if you look at Wakefield. They've only... only conceded 15 from 11 starts, but only scored 14, so, you know, it's a bit iffy. I expect them to double that tomorrow. I think they'll beat, Wakefield will beat Bamber Bridge 6-1 tomorrow. And that'll be a fluke if Bamber Bridge actually get the one. You know, it'll be 6-0, 6-1 to Wakefield.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
I'll disagree. And I think Bamber Bridge will get back on track after two home defeats, and Entiel, I believe he's left one or two out tomorrow, so I think the lads that'll come in will get them back on track.
Okay. He has to do that, by the way.
Oh, I know.
can't say anything else. Chorley against Mosley.
Yeah, well, Chorley's still much improved, haven't they, under Tony Esketh's guidance. They're going along reasonably well. They've picked up a couple of decent results. Actually beaten 3-0 by Wakefield last Saturday, so that'll be 9 goals Wakefield tomorrow. They'll score in 2 games by tomorrow. And I think, Mosley, 5th, I think... could be an away win that for Tony Esketh's men.
Yeah, Tony seems to. I mean, I'm from Chorley, so I get the local paper, and you know he has turned it around a little bit. Mostly a very young side, you know, who are going quite well. So that'll be a good test for him tomorrow. Yeah. I think Chorley will just sneak something from the
hope
game.
Hope they do.
Okay, Clitheroe on the road. They're at FC Halifax.
Well, what can we say about Clitheroe? We'll see. Yeah, played 8. Won 7, lost 1, scored 20, 9 against.
Need to improve, don't they?
Second in the league, with only playing 8 league games. That's fantastic, you know. Neil Reynolds and Pete Smith. I mean, I've spoke a lot about Neil Reynolds and I praise him every week. I don't make any apologies for that. Because he's, you know, he's a young lad. He's probably only about 30, 31 himself, I think.
Yeah, he's a bit older than that.
A bit older.
Yeah, he might look only 30.
Yeah, well, he looked 31. When he was 16, played 16, looked 31.
Yeah,
then. Top lad and... they had a fantastic win at Bradford in the FA Cup.
I think it was a trophy last week.
Yeah, beat Bradford 2-1. And away to Halifax, who beat Bamber Bridge, we've just talked about.
I think
it'd be a draw, that. And if that'd be a good result, I think, because I'd be happy with a draw. Mm. They should be, obviously, want to win, but... I think that'd be okay.
It'd be a good test for Clitheroe. I think FC Halifax are beginning to find their feet a little bit, aren't they? So, and coming off a good result... at Bradford, it's always the following one that, you know, sometimes you come on stuck with. So, but yeah, Neil and Pete have done a great job. So let's hope they can get some at tomorrow.
A big club, aren't they, Halifax? Potentially a big club. Mm-hmm.
Massive club.
But I think if they get a draw, that'd be a decent result.
Okay, let's see what's set in store then. For Lancaster, they're away from home too. They've got Garforth.
Well, again, Barry Stimson's done an excellent job there. We've talked about the couple of seasons he's had where it's just been a matter of turning up and trying to get a side together under pressure, but he's producing. 6 in the table. They're beaten at rugby 2-0. Unluckily, I believe at 1-0 down, they were should have had a penalty. It wasn't awarded.
The last kick of the game, didn't they?
The 2-0 was the last kick.
You're telling me that the referee got it wrong? Then?
I'm not telling you. I'm just saying that's what I've been informed that the referee made a mistake. Yeah, at 1-1, it's a different game, isn't it? They pinched one. Obviously, Lancaster throwing everybody forward to get the equaliser. As always happens, you concede. That happens all the time. I think they'll have too much for Garforth. 18th in the table, I think that's an away win.
Yeah, I'll go with Ian on that one.
OK, Harrogate Railway, the opposition for Rossendale on the road.
Well, Derek Egan's men, if he's interested, I'm sure he'll know. The second bottom, played 12, drawn 2, lost 10. conceded 29 goals and they've got 2 points. They haven't won a do yet. Derek, so time for you to just get back on track a little bit. I mean, you've only played 9 league games, so, you know, a long way to go for yourselves. Beat by Woodley Sports midweek. I fancy Harrogate second bottom, which, look at them figures, is hardly surprising. Rosendale, you know, again, only played 9 games in hand on teams above, and I think Rosie will get a win tomorrow.
I think it'd be a toughie for them. I think they've been seeing a lot of goals, Rosie. I think they got beat 8-0 the other week.
Well, they conceded 12 in two games, like, but I mean, you know, then they stopped them. They got a draw, a good draw with second place Ossett Albion. Conceded 12 in two games, and then they got a draw at, like I said, second place Ossett.
So they can get 1-8.
So, well, if they can, you know, if you look at the they're conceding 3 a game near enough of Harrogate Railway, so you would hope that Derek's team, you know, I like Derek. I mean, we don't agree how the game should be played. He doesn't believe in certain things, but obviously might change his mind and try and keep a clean sheet. They can keep a clean sheet, they win the game.
He'll play it how he wants to, because he's the manager.
Absolutely, and I wouldn't...
And you're not.
absolutely.
I enjoyed saying that, didn't you?
I
can see the big smile on his face.
That came right from the diaphragm, that one.
It's just all come out as well.
Yeah, it's just all Ephraim, isn't it? I'm trying to praise Derek and tell him how great he's doing, and I get that. Everywhere I go.
But it was good.
It's no wonder I have no friends, isn't it?
It's a good job I speak to you. Listen, Skem, away at Woodley Sports.
Well, again, fantastic football inside Scammersdale. Tommy Lawson's got them playing really well. They're 11th in the table, but they've only played 8 games. It's 11th v 12th v 11th. Woodley Sports are 12th, but they've played 11. Scammer 3 games in hand. I would expect Scammersdale to win there.
I think Tommy will be disappointed where Scammersdale are, because they're a good side. I've seen them once this season.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the back end of last season, I think they got to the playoffs. I think he'd have hoped they'd have pushed on this season. A long way to go.
They've only played 8 league games, you know. The only thing is that Woodley Sports play on that horrible plastic stuff,
3G.
Don't they? Which could be, you know, which I'm not in favour of, to be honest with you, but who am I?
Exactly. Ian McGarry, ex-manager.
Who am I? Oh, yeah,
ex-manager. UEFA, they did all the tests with that.
I don't give a monkey's. It still should be. Football, if you want to play it in winter, it should be played on grass.
I didn't want an argument, I was just telling you.
I'm just saying, because, you know.
UEFA experimented with it.
They all experimented.
Salzburg, when Rovers went there, they had it down and played on it. Because they may play European Championships on it in the future. That's why they're experimenting with it.
Scandalous. Absolutely scandalous.
It is different. I mean,
Preston and plastic pitch.
Rubbish, weren't it?
Still got the scores.
Technology's a bit different now.
Oh, a lot different.
It's still plastic.
Have you seen the new one?
Yeah.
Right, I mean, it is totally million miles away from what was laid down at Deepdale.
But it's plastic.
Yes, it is, but it's graded plastic and it's different lengths and it does actually act a bit more like grass.
And it doesn't burn you.
It doesn't burn you.
No, you can slide on it, yeah. So it is different, and you can add or take away by hoovering. It's big hoover. These little minute pieces of rubber balls you can put in to dampen it down or make it springy. Yeah. So it is, you know.
For basketball, that's the netball game for men.
Yeah, listen, just take 2 breaths and I'll get a sentence in. But you know what I mean? You can add or detract from the damp. What's up with that?
It's just rubbish, isn't it?
No.
Of course it is. Uh-huh. If they're worried about...
I thought you'd like that with your summer football, you know?
You like summer football.
Absolutely, yeah. I'd love to. Yeah,
and all these players going on holiday in summer, though.
Yeah. They're going on holiday in winter as well. What's the difference?
Not as many as in the summer.
We'll see. Let's put a stop to that right this minute. We'll be hearing from the manager of AFC File next.
Alex Wessing.
The things I can tell my friends at dinner parties in future.
She's so cool. She's so Saturday breakfast.
Just over 120 lads. We all went across there and completed a 6-month tour.
You make it sound like a lad's holiday.
She's so cool.
Alex Wessing, Saturday morning from 6 on BBC Radio Lancashire.
Yeah, she's so cool.
The Non-League Hour.
On BBC Radio Lancashire.
With me and him.
Gary Hickson and Ian McGarry. You're not going to rant, are you? That's it now. We've only got 20 minutes.
Rant and everything. Yeah, if you ask me something, I've just got
to... Well, that's what I mean. I've got to be careful because some things boil you up and other things don't.
Yeah, it's only two or three things boil me up, you know that.
Yeah, and they're the usually ones we talk about. 22 minutes before 8. Let's have some sense on the programme. Let's bring on the boss of AFC Farm, Mick Fuller's on the line. Hi, mate. How are you?
Hi. Not so bad. Thank you very much. Good evening.
Good evening to you, the gang in the studio. We've got Steve Wilkes with us and Ian McGarry as always.
Evening, Mick.
Oh, what was that?
Sorry, I've been a frog in my throat there.
Good evening, Mick.
Good evening, you okay?
Yeah, not so bad.
Now then, things going pretty well.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was something that we planned for, to be quite honest, but reasonably pleased with the start. It's early days, so, you know, and he's quite tight at the top, so, you know, take each game as it comes.
How are your players finding it, this, different level?
I think they're okay. It took us a number of weeks to settle down, a number of changes to the side, new players coming in, but I think sort of reasonably comfortable now, even though we've had to make a few changes through injuries, but again, it's another challenge. It's the same as last year. They're all unknown quantities for us, and it's game by game for us. You know, we don't take any games lightly, and we're enjoying it at the moment.
Yeah, you're struggling to score though, aren't you, Mick? You know,
well,
he's only got 50 goals in 20 games in all comps. That's
I'm just going to say,
poor, isn't it?
Took a bit to settle down. Must be sick about that, Mick. In the league, played 11, won 10, lost 1, scored 37-4 and 12 against.
In all seriousness, you know, when you see some of the scorelines, 5-0, 4-1, 3-1, 4-3, a tight 1, 5-0, you know, 4-0 again, it's got to be confidence building that, surely.
Yeah, it's great. Like I say, we started, I think, slowly, and we're a little unsettled. We didn't, in the first three or four games, we didn't play particularly well. The confidence is there within this side, but we keep saying to them week in, week out, don't be overconfident, don't think you've got to earn the right to go out and win a game of football. It doesn't just come, you know, and I think we learned that lesson at Silsden. We'd played well the week before, gone to Silsden, and I think the side was confident, and then we got absolutely slaughtered in the first 45 minutes. So I think we learned a lesson, and I think we learned it very quickly. You don't take things for granted. So, but yeah, pleased at the moment.
How big a squad have you got, Mick?
Crikey. I would say it's only about 20 players, and I've got two of those players injured at the moment. And so we do call on some of the younger lads out of the reserves now and again, but it's not a big, big squad.
No, I was just going to ask you how you keep them all happy, if you're winning every week, do you rotate, or how do you do it?
Well, no, we've stuck with, when the side's doing well, and if the players are individually they're playing well, we don't make too many changes. We try not to change the back line too much, but that's where we've had the injuries.
Yeah.
We've made changes up front. I think, in midfield perhaps and up front, you can make changes without it upsetting things too much. At the back, we try and keep it settled. No, the lads are okay, and they're all there, and they're fighting for the places. And, each week I say to the players, I said to them on Tuesday, before we played Nelson, the second half at Flixton wasn't good enough against 10 men. It's difficult for me to keep five players on the bench sort of occupied and happy. But when they see performances like that, they're coming to me and rattling my cage. So this is what we expect. But, yeah, we take it week by week, and touch wood, everyone's okay. But there does come you do get players that come to you and say, "Look, I'm not happy about this, and what are you going to do about it?" Everyone's different.
That's what it's all about. I mean, it's far better than being in the situation one or two clubs where it's sort of 11 or 12 players and struggling to get subs, for the midweek games and what have you. And it's a good position to be in, where we've got guys banging on the door, which is what you want. You want them anxious to play. I mean, you don't want them sort of just sitting there and taking the money and not bothered about our play or not. You want them banging on the door, and if you're throwing them on, giving you 150% to try and keep the shirt.
Well, you're correct in what you're saying. You'd like to think that when players do come into the side, they're in there and they're there to prove a point and make it very difficult, to take them out of the side. We do try and be fair with individuals, and we've always said that, if things are going to plan, we don't make too many changes, but maybe that's why, there is an acceptance within the side that, while things are okay, not too much will change, but when they get the opportunity, I'd like to think they go out and prove a point and make it very difficult for us all.
And away to St Helens tomorrow, Mick, what do you think?
I think it'll be a difficult game, they're a good side. They only lost 1-0 at Newcastle, and that was to a penalty a couple of weeks ago. and I was looking at reports a couple of weeks back when the manager had said, you know, he wants him in the top 10 this season, but I think it'll be a very difficult game.
It won't be easy. I mean, last season they were a poor side, but towards the end of the season they came to a bit, didn't they, Steve? And this season they've you know, they're sort of mid table, and I'm sort of saying mid table, they're 15th, but they're always difficult, especially it's always difficult to get a result from. But I'm, you know, looking at your stats, it's difficult to hard to see you're not getting something, not getting a win there. To be honest with you. I'd be expecting you to win there. I'm sure you'll be expecting to win as well.
Well, I'll keep quiet on that one.
Well, yeah, you're still in full time. Yeah, I don't blame you. And you're still in the... When did you start in the Vars?
15th of November.
15th of November.
And I think we've probably got one of the most difficult ties we could have asked for against Newcastle Benfield. You know, it's a similar side to the one that we played last season, apart from... I think the striker's back that broke his leg, a lad called Mick Chilton. And they've done very well in the FA Cup. They're doing okay in the league. So it'll be a tough game for us. So, you know, we're doing my homework on that one, to be quite honest.
Yeah, well, there'll be no easy games at that stage. Anyway, will there? They'll all be tough games anyway. Of course, them being the last year's winners, everybody will want to claim your scalp, won't they? That's for sure.
Yeah.
There will be a lot of attention on you on that day, won't they?
Yeah, I think there will. You know, the focus will be on us because it's, you know, it's the first game this season in the FA Vars, and I'd like to think, you know, all the players are going to be sort of up for this game and they'll protect it with everything they've got. But likewise, sides will be coming thinking, right, we're going to have a go now. We're not an unknown quantity like we were last year. And we're level pegging with some of the sides that we'll probably play with. It'd be a good day. If it's anything like the game we played last season, it was a fabulous game at Newcastle. And I don't think it'll be much different, to be quite honest, at Wharton.
Now, are you going to extend this run of wins, though? I mean, it's a fantastic run you're on, isn't it?
Like I say, we'll take it game by game. And we know there's no easy games in the Premier League. You know, there's no easy sides, even though perhaps the scoreline doesn't reflect that sometimes. But I would say we're not playing as well as perhaps we could at the moment. But we have been reasonably clinical in front of goals. And that's been the difference.
Sorry, go on.
No problem. Carry on.
I was just going to say, it's a hard one to ask this, but I mean, how have you found it yourself? You said any players adapting, obviously, to a higher level of football and tougher teams to play against. What's it been like for you as manager?
I've had to change my approach a little. I learnt a lot in the FA Vars last year, and sort of planning or watching sides was something that never really took time out to do in previous years in the West Lancashire League, and last season I started to do it and I found it paid dividends. And getting it first hand, I've had other people watch sides. It's very difficult when you get information from a sort of third party back into you, but I always find it's better to watch teams if you get the opportunity, and so that side of things has changed for me. But the general running of the side, it's no different. You know, obviously it's difficult in the summer months when you're bringing players in, and it does sort of disturb the hornet's nest. You know, and you're laying the gauntlet down to players that were there last year, but I think the new players have settled in well now, and I think that's why I think we're unsettled at the start of the season. It was actually bedding the players in, and the fact that we played Unibond sides in pre-season, and I'll be honest with you, it was probably our worst pre-season in probably 10 years. I think we won one game out of the five that we played. But it set the benchmark for us. We knew where we had to be, you know, coming into the league, so they were good games for us, and you know, possibly it knocked the confidence a little going into the first two or three league games. Yeah. But I think it's stood us in good stead, to be quite honest.
Well, thanks for joining us tonight, and to you and all the lads, good luck and keep it going, mate.
No problem, and thanks for the call, and hopefully we'll speak again soon.
Cheers. Thanks a lot, mate.
Thanks a lot.
All the best. Bye-bye. AFC Fylde away at St Helens there, Mick Fuller, and could be an amazing run extended, couldn't it?
Well, I'll be very surprised if it's not an away win, to be honest with you. You know, it's interesting to listen to me. You talk about it. Most teams are built on a solid back four. You can change the front two occasionally if you bring in quality. We've got quality players on the bench. Listening to Liam Watson there, he's got four good strikers, so it's no big deal to change one for another. They're all scoring. And I mean, you know, if you've got that three or four, five or whatever number of quality strikers you've got, then it's no big when most clubs are looking for one quality striker. I mean, that's the way it is, isn't it, Steve, at the moment?
It is, yeah. I mean, that's the problem we've got at Runcorn at the moment. We're conceding far too many goals. We're scoring goals, but conceding too many. You know, we've only lost, I think it's four league games, but they've been 4-0, 4-0, and a 5-1 in there, you see. So when we get beat, good style.
Don't mess around, do you?
No, I mean, you know, the keeper was sent off in one of them, and last week we had a lad sent off early doors, so... but yeah, you're right. If you've got a solid back four and a decent keeper behind you, then you know you can work from that.
That's the voice of Steve Hooks, Runcorn boss. We'll look at his game in a second. AFC Fartlepool at St Helens. That's St Helens, well, just 4 points off the relegation places, and as you said, if it goes to form, that's got to be a win, hasn't it?
That's got to be on it, really. You can't, you know, obviously nothing's a foregone conclusion. No. Otherwise, we'd all win up pills every week, won't we?
Be interesting tomorrow because I think St Helens play at the rugby ground.
Right.
Is it Knowsley Road, yeah?
Knowsley Road, yeah.
And their only defeat this season was at Sills, the new rugby ground as well.
So. Well, they're used to good pitches, aren't they? They've got a good pitch file, so...
Yeah. So, it'd be interesting.
OK, good luck to them. We'll give you scorelines tomorrow on the programme. Let's look elsewhere, then. Ramsbottom away in the Vauquet League Premier Division tomorrow. Ramsbottom away, Alsager.
A bit in and out, aren't they, Ramsbottom? I think Ramsbottom will get a result tomorrow. I think they'll get at least a draw tomorrow at Alsager.
We played Alsager Tuesday night, and we beat them 2-1. Very, very fortunate we scored the last kick of the game. they played very well, knocked it about really well. So it'll be a tough game for Rami tomorrow. I think I'll go for an Alsager win, me.
Right, well, like I say, the new manager at Ramsbottom, he's been on there and told us he intends to finish in the top whatever. We shall see. He hasn't come into this league to finish second. But that's the same for everybody.
You'd like to hear that. You'd like to hear that.
Absolutely. Allerton Coles at home to Nelson. Allerton Coles, I know they're second bottom, but I can assure you their league position isn't right for how they are now. They've signed four or five new players, and they're a far better team than what they were four or five weeks ago. I saw them at Squires Gate, and Squires Gate beat them 3-1, but it was a very, very difficult game. Allerton Coles knocked the ball around pretty well, and they were organised. A few set pieces, you know, they were quite tidy, to be honest.
But Nelson, you know, they've got to get back into it. Is it six games now without a win?
Yeah, well, I think it's a bit of a brick wall.
They've had a good start. I know. Yeah. You know, they've hit it. I think they're six without a win. You want to get back in quick. Don't you?
I mean, look at Allerton Coles. It was talking about Alsager. They beat Alsager away 4-2 last Saturday.
Followed it up on Monday. I went to watch them Monday. They beat Ashton Athletic at home Monday 3-2.
So they're a lot better side than.
So what are you going for, mate?
Well, I think it'll be a home win tomorrow. So I think Nelson are struggling at the moment. I think, you know, they started off quite well and got a few results, but. It's always difficult, you know. We know that they can't go out and buy the best players and all the rest of it. And I think they've peaked for this season. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think. I think for the rest of this season now, it'll be win one, lose a couple, win one.
Possibly,
you know what I mean?
But I think Coles will win that tomorrow.
I do.
Okay. All right. So just a reminder: Music Night is Friday night here on BBC Radio Lancashire. Coming up after us, it's Lancashire Blue Notes with Nick Dow at 9, and just after us, it's The Drift with Phil Brown. And he's got a great live session on the programme tonight by the Jaywalkers. So stand by for that coming up. Then an FNAT with the boys John Clayton and Sean Fingers McGinty and the Voice of Youth from 10 with some rock tunes from the four decades. Depends which music box he brings with him. But, yeah, good stuff. Music all the way for you here on BBC Radio Lancashire after us at 8. Now, let's continue looking at the games for tomorrow then. And we've got this game, haven't we? Bake Up against Runcorn.
Well, I'll tell you what I think, what I've just wrote there.
Runcorn boss is with us tonight, yeah, Steve Hooks.
Brent Peters' side have had a lot better season than start of the season they've had for a long time. And they won it, funnily enough, we've been talking about St Helens. They won at St Helens last Saturday in a close game 4-3. And Baker for 8th, and still weeks is Steve Wilkes' Runcorn at 7th. I'm going for home advantage. Steve, I knew you'd appreciate. I knew you'd be pleased about that. I'll go for a home win, albeit for the home advantage. I think it's not an easy place to go. You know, the pitch is difficult to play. You know, it's a homer of a pitch, isn't it? To be honest, that's no disrespect to Bake Up and what have you.
Yeah, I fully agree what you're saying. It's one of them games that you know, many teams in the league won't look forward to, shall we say. But, you know, we played them about 4 weeks ago in the Vars at our place and beat them 4-0.
Yeah.
I think 4-0 flattered us on the day, to be honest, because it was a decent game. I think my keeper had two good saves early doors, which might have changed the game. I see he's signed two or three good players this week, back end of last week. Rodri Giggs from New Mills and Sean Roscoe from New Mills as well. So he seems to be throwing the old proverbial around again. So it's funny because I spoke to Rodri and after he told me what Brent had offered him, there was no way he was coming to me. So it'll be interesting tomorrow.
I mean, like I say, it's you've got to go there and be prepared. You know, sometimes you've got to play the what do they call it? The dark side of the game. Sometimes so you've just got to
roll your sleeves up and
be in the face. Roll your sleeves up and be prepared to just.
I mean, teams that you know win the league or get promoted will be going to Baker and getting a result.
And getting something. Yeah, I agree with you.
You know, sometimes you've got to change the system and you've got to be nasty and it's got to be an ugly game. I mean, we went there last year, kicked off in bright sunshine and finished in snow, so you can know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah, if you get a result there, that'd be a good result. If you get a draw there, I think that'd be a decent result.
Just hope it doesn't rain tonight and in the morning.
Okie dokie, Colne away at Glossop.
Well, Nigel Coates has been, they're 16th in the table, but they only played 8 league games. And they're beaten 3-1 by Newcastle last Saturday. Glossop are 5th, so a difficult one that. Glossop isn't the best place to go. The pitch is usually atrocious.
I think it's a new one. I think they've got a new pitch, I think. So, but it's still not the best.
The surroundings are not the best either, are they?
No. It'll be a tough one for Nige, that. Yeah. I seen him at Paddy's on Wednesday. So, and Glossop seem to be a little bit hit and miss at the moment.
Yeah, they flew out the blocks, didn't they, from the start. And like they were top of the table and going well. But you just don't know. I think if Cole can get a point, that'll be a decent result.
Yeah, I think he'll agree with that.
Cole. I think Nige will be happy with a draw tomorrow.
Okay, we've done AFC Far, though, it's and Helens. What about Squaresgate at home to Congleton?
Well, Squaresgate are on a good run at the moment. They drew with Newcastle midweek. Newcastle equalised in the 92nd minute.
I saw that, yeah.
It's a bit disappointing that. They need to learn to run the clock down one way
if
or another.
If you'd still been there, Ian, they'd have won 1-0. Without a shadow of a doubt.
Absolutely.
There'd have been 3 balls on pitch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's plenty of tricks, yeah. But they're going well, and it's a good run of form. They've last 4 games, they've won 2. And drawn a couple, and 2 of them are winning away from home, and they're going well. And difficult one that Congleton, they're 4th. Congleton have beat Squaresgate in the cup, and Squaresgate should have won at Congleton. They murdered them at Congleton, but lost the replay.
We've got Congleton Tuesday. They're going quite well.
Yeah, it won't be easy. No. The number 9, the lad up front's a good. His name escapes me for the minute. I think that'd be a draw. That'd be a good draw. That.
Okay. Let's have a look in the first division then. Cheadle, the opposition for Paddyham on the road.
Well, Paddyham, your old club, Stevie, they're 5th in the league. They've got back-to-back wins, didn't they? They beat Blackpool 2-1 midweek, and they won Stone Dominoes, is it? Or whatever. Or Darts, whatever they call themselves, 2-1.
It was a good game. Paddyham absolutely murdered Mechanics, or was it AFC Blackpool? I do get mixed up now, Mark.
AFC Blackpool.
AFC Blackpool, yeah.
AFC Blackpool, first half, and then Blackpool and Mechanic.
they came out second half
and played really well, got an equaliser, then they had a lad from each side was sent off, which, you know, looking on it, suited Paddyham better. I think no disrespect to the two lads that got sent off, Paddyham struggled a little bit more.
Okay.
I think if Paddyham get a draw, that'd be a decent result.
Alright, mate. Darwin at home to Norton United.
Oh, another team that's just won 2 on the run for the first time for as long as I can remember, to be honest. Difficult one. Norton, always a decent side, I think. Youngest side. A draw, I think.
I'll go for a Darwin win.
I hope so. For Dennis. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really hope they do. Dennis, if you're listening.
Well, I mean, it's a night of ex-clubs, isn't it, for you two?
Yeah.
all right, Leek CSOB are the opposition for AFC Blackpool.
Well, AFC Blackpool are 15th in the table. They've only played 7 or 8 games, I think 9. They haven't played 2. They've got games in hand. They've had a poor start. I have a lot of time for Stuart Park and me.
A lot of young lads, yeah. A hell of a lot of young lads. If they play like they did the second half before the sending off, they'll win time.
I watched them against Squaresgate in the cup game. And to be honest with you, they give Squaresgate especially first half, got in their faces and really tore into them. And I thought if they could reproduce that form through the season, then they'll move up the table. You know, I know it's difficult because it were a local derby and Squires Gate were a league above. But, I hope they get something tomorrow. I'm going for a draw tomorrow. But Stuart Parker, I have a lot of time for Stuart. Football man. Done it for the money. You know, he argues and falls out with everybody, which is, you know, I quite like us. Actually. Like us.
A bit like us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Top man Stuart. Football man, though. You know, he's football man.
Yeah.
And I hope they get a good result.
Okay. Well,
I'll go for a Blackpool win.
Well, I'll go for three then. We'll go for a hat-trick. Blackpool win. AFC Blackpool win. Stuart, that's 2 pints of lager and a shandy for my friend on the right.
I'll have a gin and bitter lemon, do me.
Oh, yeah. I know. Okay.
You'll have a bit of a.
Wilksy, great to see you.
Nice to be in.
May the best team win tomorrow, of course. Whatever happens.
We can't have any
Bake
favourites.
Bake up and. Well, you can't, can you? There's no favourites in here, mate. Bake up against Runcorn tomorrow. That's for Wilksy. Good luck to all our sides. Good luck to Mickey Mellon in the Cup and Fleetwood Town. And good luck to you, Ian McGarry. I'll
thank
see
you next
week.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Yes,
have a good week.
I've done my best.
Is it what you're on tonight? Takeaway, is it?
Yes. I'll probably order takeaway when I get home.
Okay.
My lovely wife has not been so good, so.
All right. Oh, she's not so good.
No, she's a bit pill, a bit. She's her age, isn't it?
I don't know. Get better soon.
I'll tell her. Well, she'll be listening anyway.
Absolutely. See you later. Plenty of music on the way.